We've got our guest in the studio for Utumengani. Where are you from? Let me start with that. Where are you from?
Okay, I'm from Tlau Tlau.
Tlau Tlau. Yes. I once stayed at Tlau Tlau. No one believes me, but I did. I really did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not a cool place at all.
Not a cool place? It was okay when I stayed there.
Yo, but what's you don't want to be there now.
No? Oh, man. What are we doing, guys? So, her name is Xolani Sibande, yes, also known as Thulani Rock. That's your stage name.
That's my stage name.
Why don't you keep your original names for stage, for your performance? So, people know Thulani, right?
Okay.
I mean, Xolani.
Yeah, yes.
And your stage name, how does that come into play?
Okay, the stage name came like... you know, when I bask around most, my music, it's with the white persons. Like, I'm playing the country music, so it's like more of like white people's music. But I know there are blacks who are listening to country music. So, You know, when I go around, people call me, they don't know how to pronounce Xolani very well, especially the white people. So, some will call me.
Whose problem is it that people can't pronounce your name?
It's the people.
It sounds like you made it your problem.
No, but I actually liked it anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Because so, people will be like, Xolani, Polani, Thulani. And some, like, they sound nice. And yeah. I'm more of like the white people when they call me Thulani. It's okay. Nice.
So Thulani Rock is the stage name. Rock because you said you, do you perform rock and country?
Yes.
It's not the same genre, is it?
Yeah, but it's more
similar.
Yeah,
here
similar.
And there.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you happy when Beyonce released a country album?
Yeah, like the Jolene was like, wow.
Right?
The Jolene version, actually, it was a nice song.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. So, Xolani Sibande, otherwise known as Thulani Rock, joining us in studio for Utumengani. I guess music is what you are famous for. Exactly. Has it always been, though?
Exactly. It's been like, I used to listen to them, actually, when I was young. My uncle used to play that station when I was young. So, the music came in me, and it was like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So... I don't know. What made you decide to go for this particular genre? There's there's when I hip hop, there is rap. Lidi, what? Why your sound, your genre?
That's the most important question to me. Okay. I was actually raised by a white family. That's a long story short. I was actually raised by a white family. So I used to also go to Church Unlimited.
Okay.
And that's where also the music and everything. And my first song was She Always Gets What She Wants from Prime Circle. That was like my first song. And I'm happy to be around here because this is the place where I first busk. And I only had one song.
Nice.
At the KFC drive-thru, they know me very well there.
Yeah, loving the name dropping during this interview, hey? First timer for me. Tell us about your band. You have a band.
Yes.
How's it one man? How many are you within the band?
Okay, we are four, but we're actually having a problem with the bassist now, so we are three for now.
So you have, it's yourself, you've got a guitar?
Yes.
And then you have another band member who does what?
Piano? And drums.
And drums.
Yes.
Okay. Together you are known as what now?
The Vet Duckies. Velung Lavamnyama, of course.
Way.
I got Vuyo on the keys and MK on the drums.
Vuyo and MK.
Yes.
Have they always loved the sound or did you have to sell it to them?
Vuyo always loved the sound. We used to be at CMDA together. Yeah. Back. In 2012, that's when I started learning guitar. Yes.
Okay, so you didn't have to force anyone into the genre. Sell chai veli piano though. Do you still hear piano?
Yes, of course. After party.
Do you guys have plans to release your own music? Do you have your own music?
Yes, I have my own music, but the problem is that I don't have equipment, and I'm actually looking for people who can help me with that because, you know, I got a lot of needs, and it's a lot of responsibilities that the little that I get, I also need to feed myself. I also, you know, look after my family.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for me for now, but I got music written. Uh-huh. It's just that I don't have equipment. I don't have... you know, that power, but I'm doing my best to put myself out there, making a living with the basking thing, of course.
Yeah.
And Yeah.
When you speak of equipment, what are you referring to? Is it the mastering? Is it a studio equipment? What exactly are you referring to?
The studio equipment. Studio equipment, yes.
Can you make a song, record, and finish a song if you had a studio? Or would you need now to bring in people who are, I don't know, producers and people who do whatever else?
I'll also need people.
You'd need to have those people. Yes, yes. So why don't you take the music you currently have available and give it to those people who are more qualified to do that?
You know, I don't know what's happening, but maybe it's not my time. But then I've always inboxed people. I've always, you know, tried to put myself out there. I've always tried to bother people with my music. So I just don't know. But I know that God, when says yes, it will be just yes.
Besides Lukatara, what other instrument can you play?
I can play a little bit of drums, a little bit of piano, but I'm not good at it.
Okay. Yeah. So you dabble in this or that. What is your biggest dream, Thulani Rock?
My biggest dream is to see myself out there. You know, I wish you were in me so that you can realize how I feel about myself, you know, listening to music at my house. You know, I want to see myself out there. I want to see myself performing for thousands of people on a stadium or something. I just want to change my family situation. I want to change myself. Yeah. I want to change people out there also, because I also got that good heart.
Yeah.
And I've opened a page on Facebook at Thulani Community Care. So I tried my best, you know. The little that I get out there, I try my best to give it out there. Even though I don't like camera, but then I got a page there. So I don't advertise my stuff whenever I help a person, but then I do that.
Yeah, Uti, I don't love cameras, but that's somebody taking a video.
That's the other part.
Understandable. We totally understand. Are you going to share this on social media?
Okay, this is the music part.
This is the music business. Okay, absolutely. I mean, we live in the days of social media. You have to. You need the content as well. Yes. An artist you would love to collaborate with who doesn't necessarily sing or perform your genre of music, who is that?
Okay, I would love Questa. Yeah. Okay, I would also love Honest DC to collaborate, because it's
Honest DC.
Yes, so, hip hop. I would also more of the artists that I would love to collaborate. They're doing my same genre. We are doing the same genre.
Yeah.
So that will be Rihanna Nell, Prime Circle, Ross. Yes, Enotandega from PJ from PJ Powers, Tandega.
PJ Powers.
Jabulani.
Yeah.
I would also love to collaborate with
Do them. They know this? Have you inboxed them? Are you rustling them on social media?
On social media, I'm out there. Nice. Always posting.
It eventually happens. For some people. It might happen for you too. You never know. You really never know. We're going to have you perform for us with your band in studio. How? Give you all attention.
Okay. Oh, no. Vuyo is not here. I'm actually been supported by Mahlatsi SA. This guy is well known on
Mahlatsi
TikTok.
This is Mahlatsi SA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well known on TikTok. And I'm also with Muzi Kumalo supporting me.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. We actually also have a side band we called Big Five. We just started that recently.
Okay.
I got Mahlatsi, Muzi, and Jay, also known as Hoto, and Don Pressure from Legutle FM.
He does hip hop, right?
Yeah, he does hip hop. So we collaborated and we called the Big Five. So we also started that thing and it's going to get there.
South African artists, I know. How long have you been doing this? Before I share this.
Okay, I started playing guitar in 2012, so you can count for
how long have you been performing? I'm not good at math.
I started playing guitar in 2012, basking in 2014. Yes.
Okay, nice. Do you think you have enough of a pool to host? We'll call it a one man, because that's what it's referred to, even though it's a woman sometimes, but it could be a band. Mm. Do you think you guys have the pool to host a one band or one man show?
Definitely 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I got a lot of songs, but I got more covers.
Okay.
But yeah, I also got my own songs though.
Hoping to see that happen at Mbombela Stadium sometime really soon. But you're going to perform for us live in studio in a moment. Yes. Joining us on the Rise FM Lunch Show with Mililiwa Ramakofane is Thulani Rock with his band. They came with their instruments, so be ready to live exclusive to Rise FM is Thulani Rock. on your Feel Good radio station. Performing what song again?
Night Shift.
Night Shift by the Commodores, a cover. Take a listen.
Marvin, Marvin, he was a friend of mine, and he could sing his song. He's heard in every line. Marvin, Marvin, sing of the joy and pain, he opened up the mind. I still can hear him say, ooh, now say, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Hey, and I say, well, I'll sing your songs forever and evermore. It's gonna be some sweet sounds coming down on the night shift. Hey, I bet you're singing proud. I bet you pull the crowd. And hey, well, it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be alright on the night shift. Hey, you found another home. I know you're not alone on the night shift. Night shift. One, two, three. Hey, Jackie, Jackie. Hey, what you doing now? It seems like yesterday when we were working out. Jacking, jacking, you set the world on fire. You came and gifted us your love, will leave dead us higher and higher.
I want to go in, but I'm not sure. I feel like I'll ruin it. Beauty, you are serenaded.
Wow. I am blown away.
Listen.
If I had a million, I'd be giving my fushy chair. I don't know.
What a day to be at work today. It's Wise FM Lunch, man. What a beautiful performance. You are amazing. You sound so good. You're selling me to this genre. I'm not sure.
Welcome. Come in.
How, Lily? What's wrong? Are you okay?
This music is too emotional.
You know, you do know this, right? Like every single time we'll hear the song play on the radio or anywhere, you're the person that's going to come to mind.
Exactly.
I think it's the best version. Yeah, too much? No? It's the best version of the song.
Best.
Sometimes the main artist doesn't really sell it that much. Yeah. And then you have guys like Otulani Rock do that. Justice to the song. Absolutely loved your performance. And I know our listeners loved it too. Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you for coming through. Where do you find you on social media? Your social media handles.
Okay, thank you so much. It's Otulani Rock on Facebook and Otulani Rock Music on TikTok. IG is Otulani Rock SA, and you can also get me on WhatsApp on 079-972-0281.
Absolutely. Otulani Rock joining us on Utumengani. Now you know what Utumengani, Otulani.